Every year they have such high aspirations for us.
And we never meet them.
Nah, not even close.
And I have to say, if that was my horse, it'd blow a rod as soon as the green flag is
or
out.
A flat tire.
Flat tire.
Anyway, joining us is Christine or Kristen?
Christina.
Wow. I still didn't get it.
You can't read my writing, that's why.
Exactly. And Menton, and you, I believe you said your name was Celia.
That's correct.
Which is a very
Celia
unusual name.
Oakley.
Nice. You guys are with Women Venture. Sorry, it's all colloquial here. Why is that funny? He's losing it.
I am losing it this morning. I really am. Because, I mean, never mind. Let's go.
Continue on. Let it die gracefully.
Yeah, no.
Must have been because you saw Blackfly yesterday. You're still blown away.
Could be.
Oh, actually, we saw Scrappy yesterday. Have you seen that? Nope.
No.
No, not yet.
We've been focused on one thing.
Gotcha. Women Venture.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Oh,
that's significant.
Do not this open that day. Door.
Okay. I'm not sure I should ask what this big day is about, but it's... Anyway, on to the correct subject of the interview. Women Venture. I read you guys help women get started in businesses. I'm assuming they're aviation-related businesses.
So we're here as part of a representation of women in engineering and women in aviation.
Okay.
So Celia and I are both engineers that work in the aviation space, and we're really excited to promote that within women and girls in businesses.
Okay.
But generally, personally and professionally, we actually just promote engineering in general.
Well, I like
as
engineering.
As just an incredible area for girls and women to get into and learn about, and we will help them in any way that we can because it's just really an exciting space.
What type of engineers are you? Aerospace, electrical, mechanical?
So I'm Celia, a mechanical engineer, and I've got 3 degrees from UC Berkeley and Stanford University.
And Christina?
I'm also a mechanical engineer, specializing in propulsion, and I'm from the University of Toronto.
Nice. Very nice. So, do you find a lot of girls getting excited about possibly going into engineering?
Definitely. I've got a niece who builds all kinds of things out of Legos, really excited, and has built lots of creations rather than just... building the Legos by the instructions. She actually makes her own creations.
Well, that's what I always thought Lego was about. That's what it was about when we were kids. You know, what you could build, not what they could tell you to build.
Yeah, these days a lot of kids just build the instructions because they're so big and complicated and everything. But she took a bicycle and converted it into a wheelchair. Used it to make a wheelchair.
Wow.
Okay.
Then she used two of the greatest engineering tools ever built, hammers and swearing.
Nice. Nice. So she's going to continue on into an engineering path, hopefully.
That's what we're all hoping for.
Very good. Very good.
I think she's well on her way if she's doing that kind of conversion.
So you do outreach events with young girls? I mean, how do you promote engineering for women?
It's been a little bit sort of ad hoc, I'd say, in terms of just friends, daughters who maybe are applying to college and have been interested in science and math. And there's not always an understanding of what engineering is about in the lower grades. And it's definitely something, you know, to consider for college. And so they would like to talk with us about what it's like in terms of the curriculum and then as a profession.
I always like to break it down. My background's electronics as well, but I'm not an engineer. I'm a technician. Anyway, engineering equals I make stuff that kids can understand. You know, I think up new things and then make them. So,
yeah, one of the things that happens sometimes these days, too, is that kids are too much into books and computers, and they don't make enough things with their hands. So we at Opener obviously have to build things and create things and create prototypes and test things, and it's really hands-on, and that's really what we look for in terms of the people that we hire. So we really promote that kids and even kids in college, that they spend as much time just building things and creating things with their hands as they can and get that experience.
And get that thought process going, the solving a problem and figuring your way around stuff as you go.
Yeah, the first time you build it, it's not going to work. And then you have to figure out why it's
yes,
why it's
I can
not
attest
working.
To that.
Yeah, been there, done that.
Anyway.
But, you know, it is good, too, to get kids with hands-on because that's what he and I did. We just, we saw it was broke. Okay, we got to fix it because there's nobody else going to do it.
I personally recommend trash picking.
Yes.
As kids, I used to trash pick anything I could carry, bring it home, and rip it apart to see what was in it.
That's called reverse engineering.
Exactly. Yeah. But I was really proud of myself when I almost got a pocket watch back together and working. Sort of worked.
Sort of worked. Well, we still do that. We're always tinkering with stuff. And that's how you learn, because you've never failed. You've just found a way that it, you
that
know,
it didn't
not
work.
To do it.
Yeah.
So.
Anyway, we've all had those days.
Oh, definitely.
I worked at a company where we were building high power stuff, and they said, if you're not blowing up FETs, you're not doing anything. So, okay. Are you getting a lot of exposure here? I mean, you're getting a lot of people coming over to the booth and getting real interested?
Yeah, I think the week's just getting started. So Monday and Tuesday are kind of warm-ups. We did a flight with the Blackfly, two flights with the Blackfly yesterday. So we were really focused on that. And then so the rest of the week, we're really focused on getting people through the booth, people into our simulators, and really kind of outreach and talking to people around the AirVenture.
Okay, I'm kind of confused. Is Opener associated with the Blackfly as well? Oh, I didn't realize
so
that.
So Opener is the name of the company.
Okay, all see? Right.
And then Blackfly is our first product.
Nice. Mm-hmm. It is an unusual looking thing. I've seen the videos of it flying. I saw it sitting out there, but I didn't actually see it fly yesterday.
Yeah, we call it innovative. So not unusual,
yes,
it's innovative.
Yes,
innovative. It's new and different, doesn't have a landing gear, but is a whole new mode of transportation.
Yes.
Every time
he's speechless.
I am.
Every time he and I get our hands on something, we create a unique mode of transportation.
Yeah, we're very innovative.
Most of the time it requires a tow truck.
Yeah, but we found very innovative ways of letting the smoke out.
Yep.
Are you going to fly that again today, tomorrow?
We'd love to, but we just got one slot, and that slot was yesterday.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I missed it.
But no, today, it being with Women Venture, we're really excited at Opener to have four female engineers here at our booth. So I think a big part of Women Venture is to really bring together the women who are in aviation and the women in engineering so that the young people can see that there is a people like them that are doing it. So it's not just they play with toys and then they kind of don't translate that into a career, but for us to be able to communicate with all kinds of people and to connect and do mentorship.
Yeah, I imagine there's still the perception out there that women aren't supposed to be engineers. I'm sure you still come up against people that think that.
Well, there's just fewer, so we're a minority in that career. So to bring everybody together to support each other and create those mentorship opportunities so that everyone can feel that it's an opportunity that's there for them.
Nice.
Sounds like fun to me.
Oh, yeah. I would love to work on something like that. That does look like a lot of fun, that machine. A lot of head scratching.
Yep. Well, you know, I'm sure one of the oldest engineering principles out there, TLAR. That looks about right.
Yeah, have you heard of that? That's TLAR engineering.
They
we use that
teach
a lot.
That. Oh, that's one of the most important principles in aviation.
Do you find that the kids these days are seriously lacking in the working with hands exposure that they should, well, that we got as younger kids? I mean, there's no erector sets anymore that I know of. Everybody had one of them when I was growing up.
I mean, you know, it's a mix of interests. And there are definitely there are definitely people out there who have worked with their hands and who enjoy working with their hands, and they're really great to be able to hire at Opener to work on our product. And
yeah, where are you guys based?
We're in Silicon Valley.
Oh,
California.
Yeah, we were just out there.
Just
we
out
have a,
there.
An aunt that lived out there in Fremont, so. And that's another story. Anyway.
We'll have to swing by their factory and take
a look. Take one for a spin around the parking lot.
What the heck? Hey, we can't do any worse than we normally do.
They don't want to hear that.
They didn't.
They will definitely not let us touch it. So the machine itself is going marching steadily towards production, towards what's the end goal?
Production is underway. We have aircraft coming off the line, and we're really excited to move towards sales.
Okay, and under is under LSA?
So it's a Part 103 ultralight.
Okay.
So we have a training program that we've designed in-house. All the operators go through training in-house through our simulators. And the biggest feedback that we have so far from all of the human operators is that when they fly out in the real world, it's just like the simulator. So because it's a single-seater, you don't have the opportunity to have somebody with you. So that really helps with the training program.
And everybody at EAA Air Venture is welcome to come by our booth and give the simulator a try.
Okay.
It only takes about, 5 minutes, a few minutes just to learn how to fly it. It's flown with a joystick, and we will give you a very abbreviated training program to give it a spin.
And even old guys like me can fly it.
Cranky old guys.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. Well, I'm definitely coming over. I want to thank you for joining us. And check out Women in Venture, very, very vital organization, and, of course, Opener as well. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and this is EAA Radio.